Sportsnet.ca's Luke Fox joining us here on Sportsnet tonight. Luke, and you have the latest piece on Sportsnet.ca about the Maple Leaf summer. And if I look at the Maple Leaf summer as a whole, it has to be, and because the kids are back to school, it has to be an A grade for sure, no?
I would say so, or at least a B++. I mean, they did not really address the blue line, and that'll be kind of one of the major questions people, especially critics on the outside, will be talking about. Is this defense good enough? But if you're able to land the number one free agent of the cap era in John Tavares in his prime, only 27 years old, and you get him to drag him away from a team he was captain of, and it drafted him, and bring him here, and it costs you nothing in terms of players going the other way. I mean, that's a major win. And especially when you consider that there were other teams at the table, and some of them reportedly were willing to give Tavares even more money than he got, than the $77 million that Toronto will pay him over the next 7 years. That's another big win. So it's been absolutely fabulous. The one big question I think remaining is the fact that William Nylander does not have a contract, and that needs to get settled here rather quickly, because I think they don't want that to be a distraction when camp opens in about a little over a week's time.
It's just been a crazy summer for you, and you've done so much Maple Leafs over the summer. It's been so positive. Are you sick of the question yet? Are they going to win the Stanley Cup? Because you get Tavares, you won the sweepstakes, you got the best free agent signing in Leafs history. Are you sick of that question yet? And do you want to weigh in? What are their odds?
Oh, to win it this coming season, I still think, you know, they're amongst a group of contenders. The problem is some of those contenders are right in their division. When you look at Boston and especially the Tampa Bay Lightning, you know, who also had a pretty nice summer in locking up Nikita Kucherov, one of their star players. So, you know, it's going to be tough just to finish high up in the Atlantic. And I think there's a bunch of teams that could be considered contenders. But I think the best thing for Leafs fans is they've opened up a window here. The fact that, you know, one of the reasons why Tavares wanted to come here, yes, it was his childhood team, and he tweeted that photo that we'll never forget of him as a kid swaddled in Leafs sheets. But the other thing is the timing. He's coming in as, you know, a bit more of a veteran, but he's joining a core group, you know, centered around Matthews, Nylander, and Marner that should be able to contend for years. And then, you know, you got an emerging stud defenseman in Morgan Rielly on the back end that's locked up for years. So what we have here is a core that's signed for long term, especially up the middle. As soon as Matthews gets his next deal, because Tavares and Kadri are both at reasonable cap hits for their abilities. So are they going to win the cup this year? I wouldn't pull a Joe Bowen and say that's happening, you know, in this coming June. But we have several years, I think, where they could be considered a contender. Now, once you get into the tournament, that's a whole other thing, because it really has seemed that the NHL is two seasons now, and this team is poised to that they should be, you know, around 100 points or more and be in the playoffs the next few years. But then it's like about timing, getting the hot goaltending, you know, do they add some guys at the trade deadline? And, you know, there are other questions about this team in terms of can they win with this new identity of all speed and skill and not so much toughness. You know, they lost Komarov, they lost Matt Martin, they lost Roman Polak. So they're kind of going all in with this skill and speed and talent, and can that win them, if not win them a cup, take them deep with that kind of identity.
He covers the NHL for Sportsnet.ca. Luke Fox joining us here on Sportsnet tonight. That's Sherry. I'm George. Luke, obviously the William Nylander contract situation, it's kind of feels like it's quiet right now, and we're kind of on the eve of training camp as well. Do you expect to see this thing done sooner than later? And there's a lot of talk of a potential bridge deal between the Maple Leafs and Nylander. Do you see that being a scenario that potentially could play itself out?
Well, I think it would be the team's preference to lock them up, you know, long term or long if term. And I asked him that question at one point this summer, and he told me that he'd prefer long-term as well. But it's just about that dollar value. And I think what Kyle Dubas has done, and he's hoping that, you know, that Tavares at $11 million is kind of set the table a little bit, because he probably could have got a little bit more elsewhere. As you know, the GM wants to sell these guys on, let's take a little bit less, everyone, whether it's $1 million or half $1 million, just take a little bit less and keep this group together and grow something. Now, Nylander could be in for a monster season. You know, he's shown consistency in his production over his first two full years as a Maple Leaf. But if he's skating beside Matthews, and Matthews doesn't miss 20 games with injuries the way he did last year, Nylander could just explode and, you know, who knows, maybe get a threatened 80 points. And that would, you know, bump his negotiating power up if he does take a bridge deal. So it's an interesting case study. I kind of look at the Dylan Larkin deal, the one he signed in Detroit. Now, mind you, he is a wing that has successfully transitioned to center and become a penalty killer. And Nylander's, you know, still has some flaws defensively, especially in Mike Babcock's eyes. And he's kind of been used as faceoffs, but he's not a pure centerman at the NHL level yet. So I kind of look at that deal, and that was 5 years. And you kind of wonder if that's a good term for Nylander, because he'll be 27 if he were to sign something in the five-year range, and then he could kind of double dip and then get another nice deal after this one.
You know, so much has been said about the captaincy, and I was one to say, put it on Tavares. Tavares deserves it. Other people, obviously, in the Matthews camp, that his nose would be out of joint. Now, if they're going to shelf it for a while to see really, you know, who stands out the most, because, Phaneuf was given it, and I think he was given it way too soon, and it never should have happened. So they don't want to make the mistake again. I don't think either one of them would be a mistake, but why not give it to Patrick Marleau for a bit of a bridge? I mean, he's a veteran. People like him. He's a leader. He won't be there forever. And then it slides over to Tavares or Matthews. What do you think of that option?
Yeah, it's an interesting option. And there's a few options, you know. I think, Morgan Riley, I think, is also a pretty good leader in that room as well. The Marleau thing, I don't think it's going to happen, because I think if they would have done it, they would have done that already. They would have done it last summer when they signed him. And there have been, you know, really key moments of leadership. You know, much was made about the one game in Ottawa where he stood up in intermission and delivered a speech. And that really landed, because he's by nature a really quiet guy. He's like a classic lead by example guy. And he's not a super fiery guy. He kind of does his own thing. His work ethic is phenomenal. But I don't think he's the right captain for this group. And I'd be shocked if he got it. And the other thing is, we don't know, you know, how many more years he has left. I think really this boils down to either Tavares or Matthews. And my gut instinct was Tavares, especially when they signed him, just because he has, you know, represented Canada at the national level. He has a gold medal. He was a captain of the Islanders for a long time. We saw him carry the Islanders on his back in the one playoff series they won during his tenure. He does have that kind of, I got this, guys, you know, like take hold of the room, take hold of the ice. But the fact that they didn't give Tavares the C when they unveiled the signing and had all that made me kind of second guess and think maybe if they wanted to be Matthews, because he has been here from the start and because he's kind of representative of this new core. There's been a bit of a transition here with Bozak and JVR leaving and Komarov leaving. You know, two of those guys wore A's on their sweater. So I think they want this new group to grow together. And I think ultimately it's going to be Matthews, whether that's, you know, in a couple weeks or whether it's in 4 years and they use Tavares as a transitional guy. But I don't think it'll be Marleau or anyone else.
Luke Fox covers the NHL for Sportsnet.ca, joining us here on Sportsnet tonight. Luke, we heard today that the Winnipeg Jets have re-upped Captain Blake Wheeler to a five-year contract extension worth $41.25 million, $8.25 million against the cap. And to me, when I heard that deal, I was a little surprised. I know a lot of people like the deal, but paying a guy who's 32 years old $8.25 million against the cap when you have a guy like Patrick Laine on the horizon to re-up. What are your thoughts on the deal? Because to me, originally, my first instinct was that felt like a little too rich for maybe Blake Wheeler.
Well, yes, and I think maybe in the last couple years, it may look like a bad deal. But you're Winnipeg is paying for a bit here for past performance. You know, he'll play as the third highest paid forward on his own team when really he was the guy when we were talking about the Jets having a heart contender. It was him. When Scheifele went down, he moved from wing to center, and the team didn't miss a beat. I had the privilege of covering that team through the first couple rounds of the playoffs, and he is that team. Like we were talking about captaincy and you know who should it be for the Leafs. I really believe Blake Wheeler is one of the pure true captains in the NHL, and I don't think there are 31 of them. I don't think there's one for every team, but he's that guy, and he leads on the ice and off. He sets a tone with that team, and everyone else kind of follows in line. You know, we have to remember this guy tied for the league lead in assists, straight up. So he's one of the best passers in the game, and he feeds Scheifele excellently. He can play defensively. He does everything in all situations. Now I think part of it is he was underpaid before, and they're making good a little bit for that. The other thing is I think that the guy was going to get more than the 8.25 the Jets agreed to give him if he lasted to July 1. You just don't find hockey players like Blake Wheeler out on the open market. Someone would probably give him 9 or more. So they realize that someone is going to match that. We want him on our team. They think their window's now. So, the cost of that is maybe paying for a couple more years where maybe he is a little bit older. We also have to remember he's a bit of a late bloomer. He made his first All-Star game just this past season. So, yeah, you know, he's 32 years old, but his best seasons have been the last couple. So, you know, not everyone peaks at the right time. So I don't know if they had much choice. This isn't going to affect Line A. They're going to sign Line A, but it could affect someone. At some point, you know, they're not going to be able to keep everyone. Maybe it's Jacob Trouba. Maybe it's Tyler Myers. Someone will be on the outs, I think, next summer.
He covers the NHL for Sportsnet.ca. Luke Fox. Luke, it was fun. Thanks for doing this, pal.
All right. Thanks for having me.